75 degrees in Nashville. We expect another sunny, hot and humid day today in Middle Tennessee with that heat index potentially getting up over 100 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Will Paramount Skydance Studios move from Hollywood to Tennessee? That's the hope of some officials. The Hollywood Reporter printed a letter sent by Tennessee's Deputy Governor Stuart McWhorter to David Ellison, head of Paramount. It asks him to consider relocating the studio's corporate headquarters to Tennessee amid a rift with California. In the letter, McWhorter says Tennessee is one of the most business-friendly states in the country. In February, Paramount bought Warner Brothers Discovery for $111 billion. It's not a done deal until the studio receives regulatory clearances. Studio head Ellison lived here on and off for 11 years. He sold his home here after Paramount bought Skydance. What's more, Tennessee is familiar territory for Warner Brothers. That company used to have a massive office complex in Knoxville until 2023. An advisor to Ellison told the magazine that leaving California is not optimal, but that everything is on the table. For the last few years, Republican Congressman Andy Ogles had represented parts of South Nashville in Washington, but just 2 months shy of the primary election, the legislature moved the boundaries of the 5th Congressional District to the left-hand corner of the state. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao tells our Daily Show This is Nashville that Ogles still faces a Republican challenge in Charlie Hatcher. He's a dairy farmer and Tennessee Agriculture Commissioner.
Hatcher has out-fundraised Ogles, but Ogles has faced, you know, opponents in the Republican primary before that were better funded. Courtney Johnston, who's a Metro Council member, received money from big-name Republicans in Tennessee, still failed to beat him in the primary. Now, the District 5 used to be solely Nashville, broken up to be part of Nashville, now doesn't include Nashville at all. Ogles got in a little bit of hot water earlier this year with Nashville's Muslim population, which, you know, primarily resided in the old 5th District. So this new map sort of takes those voters completely out of his district.
Don't know what district you're in? You can check that and find out who's on your ballot at WPLN.org. The home of a prominent and controversial Wilson County pastor has been raided over allegations of financial mismanagement. Greg Locke of Global Vision Bible Church is known for holding book burnings, bucking pandemic-era health guidelines, and more recently, for casting out spirits. He spoke about the raid during a church service over the weekend, saying more than 50 agents entered his home with a battering ram, taking records and devices. The Wilson County Sheriff's Office tells the Tennessean its deputies helped secure the perimeter around Locke's house in a search that involved the Internal Revenue Service. Locke told congregants the raid was especially unsettling as his family was grieving the recent overdose death of his 20-year-old son in May. During the sermon, Locke said the raid was part of a two-year investigation he attributed to people making, quote, unwarranted statements and accusations online. At least some of those accusations come from former pastors at the church who claim Locke created a spiritually ab-